Come with us with a song in your heart today on Homecoming Radio.
Hi, hi, hello, and welcome once again to Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio, where the music touches the soul, and friends are here to celebrate the best news ever delivered, the gospel. We've got the music, we've got the friends, like Kevin Williams, okay. Buddy Green,
oh yeah,
Gordon Moat, Tori Taff, our soft feminine side.
Oh, that's me. Hey, you guys.
And Bill Gaither with a high Jesus per minute quota of hope coming your way.
And all of my guests today are the best at what they do. The Jim Brady Trio, Ivan Parker.
We're going to start with the Joy in the Camp taping we did, Bill.
I remember it very well. Oh, nice. When we got this old thing started that Gary Paxson and Bill and Gloria wrote, the world didn't give it to me, but the world can't take it away.
Wasn't always there, 'cause troubles used to get me down. Hassles and problems from every direction, they used to make me wear a frown. But in the midst of the storm, I found this deep contentment to help me face each night and day. You see, the world didn't give it to me, and the world can't take it away.
Possessions I came into when I put them on the throne of my life. Oh, a conscience that's clear, a family that loves me, the antidote for heartache and strife. Oh, the world always says you can't take it with you, but my riches transfer okay, because the world.
It's Lily Knowles with Robbie Heiner and Sue Dodge, all the homecoming friends. Here on Homecoming Radio. Okay, this one is from the Better Together Project featuring Adam Crabb, Wes Hampton, David Phelps, Bill, and Todd Suttles.
Vocal Band, When He Set Me Free.
One day I was a walking. One day I was a talking. One day I was living deep in sin. I wouldn't believe him. Oh, and I wouldn't receive him. Well, I never knew I needed such a friend. I started seeking. Oh, I started searching.
I was looking for a man from Galilee.
I started praying. Hear these words I'm saying.
Come on down.
Come on down from glory.
Set me free.
Don't you know he put a running. He put a clapping. He put a shouting. No more doubt. He got a lie. No, got a lie. I started walking, I started talking, I started singing, I started shouting. Oh, God said,
God said, God said we would receive it.
I thank you, Jesus, oh my Lord.
Well, you really should have been there when he set me free.
Well, to keep up our classification as an educational program, this is the part of the program that really shines. It's the time that we give to you as a public service. It's a way you can learn something new, take home a new piece of vocabulary, and apply it to your life.
Okay.
All right. So today's word of the day is vox populi.
Vox populi.
Vox populi.
Vox populi. Kevin's probably got... Yeah.
Finally.
You know, I just keep waiting and waiting for somebody in this room to engage in this activity, and it looks like I've got to bail you out again.
Got to carry us.
Vox Populi, you say?
Yeah, Vox Populi, Kevin.
If you like authentic, the real Southern Italian pizza and not that imitation Northern stuff, then you know where you got to go.
Where?
Southern Italy, of course. To a little storefront with a hand-painted sign that says Vox Populi Pizza in Bonafè, Italy. You can order up a Vox Populi deep dish pan crust with some Louisiana hot sauce and a side of sardines and mutton, and you'll get a free side of Vox Populi Alka-Seltzer, a fire extinguisher, and a flame retardant Vox Populi vest. Is that right?
Oh,
I get that right on this
one? Wow.
I don't know, but
it's hot.
I'm saying
it's hot.
I kind of want some pizza now. Actually, what it means is voice of the people, popular opinion, as in political polls are useful for checking the Vox Populi. Yeah, well, I'd say mine.
It kind of
lays there next to yours. It's like, who cares?
You have 10 seconds to change your mind.
Exactly.
Here's Kim Hopper. Come out, Brayson.
I've been in the furnace, thrown in the lion's den, left for dead in the dungeon. I faced my Red Sea time and again, but through my trials, the Lord has taught me I won't. only came to make you strong. You might have gone in weak and crying, but you came out with a song. You're gonna come out praising, stronger than you've ever been, flying high up there with the eagles on the breeze of a second wind.
That these loony laws are actually still on the books, Kevin.
Hey, so as loony as they seem, it's the law. Here you go. I got three of them for you. In Pocatello, you cannot be seen in public with a smile on your face.
Come on.
That's the law, I'm telling you.
Okay.
In Idaho, you can't give your girlfriend a box of candy if it weighs less than 50 pounds.
The girlfriend or the candy?
Yeah, that's right. And in Sterling, Colorado, your cat, if it's going to be out at night, got to tie a tail light to it. Yep, that's the law.
Wow.
There you go,
that.
Bill.
Signature sound. Happy people.
This don't get called smiling.
Everybody clap your hands, 'cause God is alive and well.
Somebody say amen. Somebody start ringing a bell.
Heaven knows there's a whole lot of trouble living down here below, but we're smiling because when this whole life is over, we got someplace else to go. Whoa, whoa.
God's people are happy people, happy all of the time. Joy higher than the tallest steeple, love of the unstoppable kind. More than 10 million reasons running through my soul and my mind.
Everybody shout for joy. There's life down here to be lived.
Be a friend to the world. See how much love you can give.
Life is more than the air you're breathing, or spending more than you can afford. But happy are the people who've always remembered that happiness is the Lord. Yeah, yeah.
God's people are happy people, happy all of the time. Joy higher than the tallest steeple, love of the unstoppable kind.
time. 'Cause people are happy people. Happy people shine. 'Cause people are happy people. Happy all the time. 'Cause people are happy people. Happy people shine. 'Cause people are happy people. Happy all the time. 'Cause people are happy people. Happy people shine.
That was Signature Sound on this Joy edition of Homecoming Radio.
Tori, here's a promise we can hold on to. It says, never be afraid, stand firm, and you will see the deliverance the Lord will bring to you. I believe that. That's good.
Coming soon, the Gaither Vocal Band.
Hi, I'm Bill Gaither, and the Vocal Band will be bringing our concert tour to a city near you.
The Moments to Remember Tour, coming throughout 2024. Bill Gaither and the Gaither Vocal Band with Lady Love Smith, Kevin Williams, and Gene McDonald. Ticket details at Gaither.com. That's Gaither.com. Presented by Fill the Gap Concerts, a premier production.
You know, it gives us a lot of encouragement when you're recording a program like this. Sometimes you wonder, is anybody out there listening? A simple note is very encouraging. Go to homecomingradio.com and click on the banner that says, leave us a note.
Write your message in a box and then hit the send button and you've left us a note. And we do read them all.
And Bill, no stamps are necessary. Just write it, click it, and send it. It's homecomingradio.com. We want to hear from you today.
Set me free.
Set me free.
Set me free.
Yeah, you are so kind when you check in with us at homecomingradio.com with letters like these.
Letters. Oh, we get letters. We get your letters every day.
I hear you all the way in northern Michigan, Alpena.
How?
I love everything you do, especially the oldies, and I like old Bill. But sing a pretty good bass. If he ever needs a stand-in, I have more offers for a stand-in than any bass has ever sung. Call me. Let me have your number. Love you all, and I praise God for you. Tony.
This one's from Bethany. She said, I've been listening to your archive shows for months. I can't get enough of Homecoming Radio.
Ah.
Kevin is amazing, and I concluded that he is a few atoms short of critical mass. I love him and you like my own family.
Oh, Bethany, that's sweet. Nice. Your music is what makes my life complete. It prepares my heart each Sunday for a better worship experience. Never stop doing what you do.
Love hearing from you. Homecomingradio.com. We did a musical with our good friend Ron Huff as the arranger.
Ah, we love Ron Huff.
What a good man. The musical was called Alleluia, and his taking our songs and arranging them in a very, very special way, I'll have to tell the world that if it had not been for Ron, a lot of people would not have heard our music, and bless him. This is one of our songs that he took and made it very, very special. We just had a simple little song called Bethlehem, Galilee, Gethsemane. So we redid it, and our good friend Russ Taff did this special, special performance on this song. Close your eyes, and you'll find yourself just about there in the Holy Land. Listen.
Bethlehem, he was born there. I believe, Galilee, Jesus walked there. I believe, Gethsemane, my Savior prayed there on Calvary. He died alone, but the tomb he left there. I believe
Bethlehem, he was born there. There was nothing sacred about that manger in Bethlehem. Jesus could have been born in the best hotel room in the city. Had been left open for him. But he wasn't pushing, he still isn't. He moves only in places we vacate for him. There was room that night only in the stable, so that's where he was born.
Galilee, Jesus walked there. I believe. Oh,
Jesus walked with common men. There was nothing common about his words. They upset every comfortable ethic. He upset judicial systems when he said, "Love those that hate you." He upset patterns of religion by declaring that real temples of worship were in the hearts of believers. He refused to discuss laws and rules governing people's actions, but zeroed in on their thoughts and attitudes instead. If Christ had been a philosopher, they could have debated him. If he had been a warrior, they could have fought him. Had he been a religionist, they could have ignored him as an eccentric. But Christ was love, and what do you do with that?
Gethsemane, my Savior prayed there on Calvary.
Gethsemane is agony for Christ. In those dark hours, he cried in desperation, "Father, if it be your will, let this cup pass from me." But it wasn't God's will, and Jesus died alone.
But the tomb Jesus left there, I believe.
God could have had Jesus resurrected right from the cross. Instead, he arranged a full burial with grave clothes, a tomb, and even a Roman seal. But after 3 days conquering death, Jesus walked out free, leaving for all to see the stone rolled away and an empty tomb. And now he lives and reigns forever, I believe. Oh,
I do believe.
What a powerful statement. I believe. I'll stake my life on this. I believe. Bless you, Russ. And bless all of those who have taken this step of faith. A very, very important step.
Well, we have so many good things happening just for you at homecomingradio.com, where you can
hear more of us online. Download our smartphone app. See the dates, times, and places for future Gaither concerts, events, cruises, and all the happenings.
Fly by our Facebook page as well. It's great fun, and it's also the spot where you can leave us a note, homecomingradio.com.
Some terrific homecoming stations in the state of New Hampshire. We're going to salute WSEW, WZEO, WKBK, WWPC. Thank you, and salute!
We're out of time, but we'll be back again.
Today, you've heard only the best of the best in great gospel music, and you know we're often asked where to find this music. Just go to homecomingradio.com, and you'll find much of the same music there that you've heard right here. Again, that's homecomingradio.com, and we'll look forward to you joining us again next time when all your favorite homecoming friends stop by for more of Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio.